Hey, Bob Boylan, do you know what time it is?
It's poll results time.
It is results of our listener poll for 2014. Our listeners picked their favorite albums of the year, and we're going to start off with one that came in at 25.
I love this so much. Perfume Genius, the album's called Too Bright, and this is Queen.
Don't you know you're queen?
So happy to see this album make the top 25 of our listener picks. Perfume Genius.
Mike Hadreas, and a very muscular Mike Hadreas.
You know, he has spent his entire career up until now making these just beautiful little pieces of music, usually very spare, and he comes back on this record. It's like he's saying, I've had enough. And he's just letting it all out here.
So why don't we tell people what we're doing here today, besides sitting and listening to music like
listening
we usually
to great music.
Do?
Well, we're going to count down through the top 25 picks that listeners told us are their favorite albums of 2014. You can also see this list on our website, the top 25 albums in a playlist, if you just want to skim it really quickly. And we'll put the top 100 favorite albums on our list
as voted by people over the last couple of weeks.
Yep. We got thousands and thousands of votes in, and we're going to just count down through the list. We're not going to play full cuts on all of these or even play songs from all of these. It would take us hours to get through them all, but we'll hit some of the highlights. That was 25, Perfume Genius. 24, TV on the Radio's album Seeds. This is one I think had people had a little more time to spend with it, I think it might have come in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this record came out like the day we put the poll up or something.
Yeah, yeah. It came out very late. But what an incredible record. Seeds from TV on the Radio. Should we hear a little bit of it?
I love it. That lead-off track called Quartz is a great one. Why don't we do that?
Oh!
sometime. Should've known by the way things started that I should really give it up sometime. And I should really give it up sometime. No reprieve for the brokenhearted. Yeah, I should really give it up sometime. Forever, but I should really give it up sometime. And I should really give it up sometime. All I wanted was to love you better, but I should really give it up sometime.
My gosh, this record, what the sounds on it are just incredible. So many little subtle little details in this and all the other cuts on this record, TV on the Radio's Seeds. You can discover with more and more listens.
Yeah, and they pulled this off live rather well, too. It's a record that came out since bassist Gerard Smith passed away,
2011, yeah. Incredible record. Great to have TV on the Radio back.
They're one of a kind band. They really and truly are.
Yeah. They came in at 24. Number 23, Taylor Swift's 1989 album. And, it was the first record of the entire year by a single artist to go platinum. That didn't happen until the end of the year when this record came out in October. And, you know, whatever you think of her and her music, it's super, super infectious to a lot of people. We just had her on our year-end show. You can hear her there. And that song, Blank Space, which can really knock around in your head for a while, has a little cameo in an upcoming show we're doing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's all I'll say.
No, I think we should say more.
It's our holiday show.
Yeah.
Our holiday extravaganza, our annual holiday music program where we go on an adventure. And this year, you know, first couple of years ago, we rented a cabin out in the woods and had a party that nobody came to. And last year, we took a trip to the heartland to discover the true meaning of the holidays. And we didn't make it, got snowed in. And this year, we decided...
Let's go to space.
We're going to go to space. Outer space.
Well, we didn't really decide. It was decided for us.
That's right. And if you want to know more, just tune in on Thursday. We'll put up our holiday music show, Thursday of this week, where you can catch a cameo appearance of Blank Space, the Taylor Swift song.
So I'm really liking this this top 25 list. I think our listeners did a job well done, I'd say. 22 was Caribou, an artist, Dan Snaith, who we've followed over the years. This record, so different from anything he has little side projects and stuff, but as Caribou, it's a very different record. Let's play a cutoff of the Our Love record from Caribou, which came in at number 22. What do you want to play?
Why don't we do Silver, second cut on this record.
My fave. Yeah.
Really goes down the electronica road and dance beats road on this record. You don't hear the dance beats as much on this track, mm-hmm. but on others.
But and a disco feel in a lot of the many of the tracks yeah. on this record. A very danceable Dan.
Danceable Dance, otherwise known as Caribou. The record Our Love came in at number 21, Flying Lotus.
Yeah, a very proggy, rocky record from Flying Lotus. And
the album's called You're Dead. Oh. You are dead.
I'm sorry.
You're dead. I'm very sorry. Yes. Number 20, Hozier, his self-titled record. You know, so many of the songs on this record had already been out by the time the album finally came out. They pieced together a couple of EPs with a few new tracks. So I think a lot of people felt like they'd already heard the entire record by the time it finally came out. Especially the song Take Me to Church, which I don't care how many times I hear that song. It is, you know, it's one of those cuts that's ending up everywhere, right? In all mm-hmm. kinds of TV shows and movies and things like that. And it never ceases to knock me out every time I hear it. But should we hear something else from the Hozier album? I know you have a different favorite cut.
Oh, my favorite cut on there is Jackie and Wilson. But, because of the backbeat mm-hmm. and because of the words, fun play on words of... Jackie Wilson, the great R&B artist, who I'm sure Hozier, the Irish artist, is quite inspired by. So let's play that.
Another record of incredible sounds.
Yeah,
so
great backbeat, man.
Yeah.
Love the beat. Hozier came and did a Tiny Desk concert,
his voice rattled the windows.
Yeah, it was really pretty great. We're doing a Tiny Desk contest, so if you have a band or you're a solo artist and you want to play the Tiny Desk here at NPR, make a video behind a desk of your choosing. You can be as imaginative as you'd like.
Or really, really boring.
But it's got to be your song. That's right. But it has to be your song. One song. There's a whole bunch of rules. You have to be over 21. It's sponsored by Lagunitas, so we are looking, and now's the time for submission. So
now is the time for submission.
Wow.
I'm not sure you meant that the way that sounded. Okay. Now's the time for you to send in your music, send in your video, a link to it. We just need to take your voice down a couple octaves, and that'll that's how we're going to begin every show from here on out.
Now is the time for submission.
So that was Hozier, came in at number 20. We had Perfume Genius 25, 24 TV on the Radio, 23 Taylor Swift, then Caribou, then Flying Lotus, then Hozier at 20, and number 19, a surprise appearance by Michael Jackson on our listener poll.
The only person who's not alive on this 25.
Well, they put out a record, his label put out a record this year called Escape. Second collection of previously unreleased material from Jackson since his death. This one was compiled of songs that were recorded between 1983 and 2001. Let's listen to a little bit from the record, Escape. This is the opening cut. It's called Love Never Felt So Good. You know, you listen to this, he just sounds so vibrant. You just can't believe he's not with us anymore. This is a song that built out of a demo track that he recorded in 1983, all the way back in 83, with co-wrote with Paul Anka. Michael Jackson, from the record Escape, came in at number 19, a top 20 record for our listeners for 2014. And then number 18, right in front of it, was Aphex Twin, 19, Ciro record.
Yeah, that's Aphex Twin's first album in over a dozen years under that name, under Aphex Twin name.
A lot of long people who were gone for a long time came back this year.
Michael Jackson.
D'Angelo. The D'Angelo record, for
which
example.
Wasn't on our voting list because it hadn't come out.
Yeah, hadn't
so
come out.
So we'll deal with that one next year. But anyway, let's play something from Aphex Twin.
All right, let's listen to the opening cut from that record. Thank you.
Mini Pop 67, 120.2, which is the beats per minute. This is all part of the title. Source Field Mix.
Of course. Yeah, he...
I love these titles.
Yeah, Aphex Twin, otherwise known as Richard James, he's always done odd album and song names, and he outdoes himself on this record. There's another one called 4-Bit 90 API plus E plus 6, 126.26.
That doesn't come close to the pseudo time stretch, 138.85. Yeah.
But a lot to keep up with in this, not just the names, but a lot going on in that song and on this whole record. A lot. It's kind of hard to keep up with it all the turns it makes. That was Aphex Twin, Ciro coming in at 18 on our list of listeners' favorite albums of 2014. Let's just go through a few here real quick. We had Fantagram coming in at 17. Broken Bells After the Disco came in at 16. 15 was Leaky Lee's I Never Learn. And then at 14, The New Pornographers' Bill Bruisers, with the title track of that record is one of the best songs that band has ever done, hands down.
Big fun record. Big fun to see them back together, and their live performance was better than ever.
Let's listen to that title cut from The New Pornographers, Bill Bruisers. NPR Music Stephen Thompson summed this song up perfectly. He said it goes from zero to unstoppable anthem in less than a second. And it really does. I mean, it is out the gate an unstoppable anthem.
And I loved the song, but when the moment happened in the song where this change happened,
mm-hmm.
put it over the top for me, because that builds up for the rest of the thing. It's a very kind of Beatle-y moment in that song.
So A.C. Newman, who writes much of their music, when they were working on the record, he tweeted that he hoped hand claps and big group sing-alongs were still big, because if not, their record was going to totally tank. and when he tweeted that, I thought, I know I'm going to love this album. I can't wait for it to come out. That was New Pornographers coming in at 14 in our listener poll.
Jenny Lewis coming in at 13, The Voyager. Perfectly wonderful records, her first in 6 years, and Power's one of her favorite records of the years, and we talked about that on a show. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's sort of our year in review 2014. It's the show that's sort of a little sister to this show. This is your picks, listener picks, and the 2014 is just a look at 2014 overall with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers. And since that time, we, Robin Hilton, me, and Stephen, we've all put up our top 10 lists, because we can do that.
It's literally our job. to do that.
Is that right?
So Jenny Lewis, 13. Future Islands came in at number 12 with the singles record. Very happy to see Future Islands on this list at number 12. I sometimes wonder, though, if this record would have made it and become such a popular part of our audience's listening this year if Sam Herring, the lead singer, hadn't busted out those mad moves during a live performance on Letterman this year. Absolutely unforgettable watching him move. And, you know, it's about time he got noticed for that and for all the great songs that this band plays.
Well, I think they go hand in hand. In other words, I don't think they'd be on Letterman had singles not been the strong record it is, and a record full of really strong single songs.
Yeah,
we had them as a Tiny Desk concert back, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. And they had a real strong record then that they had done for the for Thrill Jockey that was a really wonderful record. They've been building.
Yeah,
in fact, there's a little mini documentary that we just put online this morning. That will be of Future Islands, a band that has, they're the little engine that could, you know, 8 years of tour from Baltimore, yeah. And finally that this thing has happened to them, and how do you deal with yourself as a band where you just still want to be yourself, but demands on you are superhuman.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Oh, do those dance moves you do. You better deliver because we're expecting
exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened a little bit with Sylvanessa this year too, I think. They're coming up on this list. We'll talk about them a little bit later. Let's listen to that song that they performed on Letterman, the song Seasons Waiting on You, the opening cut to the singles record from Future Islands.
Happened to a nicer guy. What a sweetheart,
yeah.
Sam Herring is.
Great band. Yeah. Seasons Waiting on You, the opening cut to the Future Islands record singles that came in at number 12 on our listener poll as we count down the top 25 as selected by our listeners this year. Best their favorite albums of 2014.
How about number 11, Sharon Van Etten?
Sharon Van Etten. Nice to see her on the list too. The record that she put out this year is called Are We There? You know, she's a singer we've followed for a number of years now from these fairly little quiet, intimate, little spare acoustic home recordings she made in her living room building all the way to the biggest statement of her still young career so far. I think this record, it's bold and beautiful.
And a stronger voice, I think, than ever.
Yeah. You know, she said she's someone I would not have sent to a voice coach, but she said she took some singing lessons and she's really finding her voice more than ever. And you can hear it on this record. Sharon Van Etten at number 11, Are We There? What do you want to hear?
How about Taking Chances?
Sultry, dark, broody, moody sound on this whole record from Sharon Van Etten.
Number 11 record. We're going to do the top 10 now, and let's play a bit of everything from the top 10, and then maybe when we hit the top 5, we'll play entire songs from the top 5. How's that?
Sounds like a plan, Mr. Boylan.
Great. So number 10 was Lana Del Rey, the Ultraviolence album. And how about if we play a bit of Shades of Cool?
But you're
wonder how big the room would have to be that they, you know, manufactured with reverb, like everybody does, but in this particular way, that gets so big. How big would that room have to be to make a sound like that?
Yeah, it's a plug-in on a computer.
I know.
But I know,
sounds
right?
Sounds so
yeah,
good with that
it
voice.
Does. It's beautifully produced. Fantastic.
That's, of course, Lana Del Rey, Ultraviolence, the song Shades of Cool, and that's number 10, as you voted them. Number 9 is Sylvan Esso. We played them in the last show. I told the story of their live performance and seeing them for the first time with an audience that knew the words of the song. Very
right.
Wonderful moment. Coffee had just come out. We played that on the last show, our wrap-up of our year in review, 2014. Let's play something else. Let's play, how about if we play Could I Be, from their debut album, Sylvan Esso, self-titled record.
People in this band, Amelia Meath there singing and producer Nick Sanborn making all the sounds, but you know, she plays around with her voice like that throughout this whole record, and it just is so entrancing, you know.
Really like that combo, that combo of great voice and electronics, and a surprise to them. I think, you know, they did this as an one-off thing and have found musical love for sure.
Sylvan Esso came in at number 9. We're doing the top 10 now of the listener poll results. And number 8 on the list was a record that I actually would have guessed might have even come in at number 1 because I know how popular it is with our audience. The War on Drugs, Lost in the Dream, came in at number 8.
Yeah, this Philly band has been, this is their third record, and it really made a huge mark. Member stations for NPR, many of them madly love this record. Why don't we play a song, the leadoff track from The War on Drugs. Let's play Under the Pressure. We'll be right back. can crank the remaining 6 minutes up in your bedroom.
Yeah, all the cuts on this record were pretty long, actually. This one comes in at 9 minutes. The record's called Lost in the Dream, and for a lot of our audience, it was a record they got lost in this year in 2014. The War on Drugs coming in at number eight. Number seven, though, Spoon. Oh, how I dearly love the band Spoon. They put a record out this year called They Want My Soul, and I think it's fair to call Spoon one of the most consistently rewarding rock bands of the past 20 years. Britt Daniel, the guy who writes most of the songs and music for the band, he's just so meticulous, and everything is so carefully thought out and precise, and no beat is wasted, no note is wasted. Everything is just perfectly placed in their music. And that said, on this new album, They Want My Soul, it actually feels a little looser for this band.
I agree, and I love Jim Eno's beats. We presented a song of theirs live from Le Poisson Rouge in New York City earlier in the year.
Something we never done before. We didn't do a webcast a full concert. We webcast one song. Rent I Pay, the opening cut to this record, is just a killer cut. And it was the first chance anyone got to hear anything from the album at all.
Is that what you want to play?
Yeah, let's do Rent I Pay. It's just...
Good.
Man, this whole record. My only complaint ever about this band is that their songs don't go on long enough. But I mean, that's part of their...
That's part of
what makes them who they are, these tight little gems from Spoon, Rent I Pay, the record They Want My Soul, coming in on our listener poll at number seven. And number six, the Black Keys, Turn Blue record. Another band we spoke with early on before the record was released and got some great stories behind it and how it all came together. You can still see those interviews, read those interviews, and listen to those interviews on the All Songs Considered website. Should we play Weight of Love?
I'm there.
That's the opening cut to this record, and I think it sums up nicely how the whole album sounds, the sound that they were looking for on this record, Turn Blue by the Black Keys. Song Weight of Love.
Thank you.
boom, boom, boom. There's a little boom, bit of boom, boom. Be on my side.
Yeah, a little I'll Neil Young. Little Pink Floyd to Money, the Money power, gritty power chords behind this song.
And Broken Bells. I mean, you just hear Danger Mouse production on this, which is a wonderful thing.
I mean, it's no just complaints. Yeah, it's just they're baiting me when I listen to music like this. It's got too many things that I love. The Black Keys, and this song in particular has Dan Auerbach, the guitarist, cranks out one of his longest, I think actually he said the longest guitar solo he's ever recorded. He's in the studio laying it down and everyone's urging
Brian
him.
Brian Burton's there.
Yeah, Brian Burton's there and the drummer Pat Carney's there and they're urging him on like, no, keep going, keep going, keep going. he said he thought it felt self-indulgent, but I'm so glad he laid it down. Because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't think the war on drugs think that their long guitar solos are self-indulgent.
So that's Black Keys coming in at number six. We are now, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering...
Where'd the drummer come from?
I've spared no expense in putting together the show.
We'll pay you when we're done.
This is the top five records that listeners picked for 2014, and number five, coming in at number five, is Jack White's Lazaretto.
Is there anybody who's going to miss the fact that Jack White is number five and the Black Keys is number six? We'll let that one go.
Yeah, I'm sure there are fans, both records, those fans would love to see both of them in the top five. Jack White's Lazaretto just beat out the Black Keys, but just a few hundred votes out of the 1,000 cast. You know, as we're getting into the top five, there's only, a matter of a few hundred votes separating each of these.
And what a wide, varied record Lazaretto is. I mean, there's a beautiful cut with fiddle. There's a blistering guitar piece on Lazaretto. The song Highball Stepper. I haven't heard a guitar recorded quite like that ever.
And I think Jack White said when he spoke to us about this record that it was a sound that he happened upon almost accidentally, right? I think they had some things plugged in incorrectly, and he ended up getting this great squeal out of it that ended up on this song. Should we listen to Highball Stepper?
I would love to play that. Thank you. gets me every time.
Yeah, Jack White, Highball Stepper from his record Lazaretto, an instrumental cut from that album. You know, and someone would listen to that and they'd say, yeah, that sounds like Jack White, and they think they've got the whole record figured out. And you're not even close, the things that he does on this. That was true of his last one, solo record, Blunderbuss, as well. That came in at number five, so we're going to be playing full cuts from these last five records on our listener poll results.
Number
top 25 countdown!
Oh, jeez. Number four is the FKA Twigs record, one of three debut artists on this top 25 list. Others, we got Hozier, which came in at number 20, and then at number nine, Sylvanesso, FKA Twigs, first album after a couple of EPs.
Really surprised to see, I mean, it's not that it doesn't deserve it, just surprised to see it track so high with our audience. It's fantastic, coming in at number four, FKA Twigs, record after having an EP, EP1, and then EP2. She's now releasing her debut record, LP1. So let's give a listen to a cut off it. What do you want to hear?
We played the song 2 weeks on last week's show. How about if we play Lights On?
Lights On.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I trust you, we can do it with the lights on.
I never know what mood is the right mood for me to put this record on.
Yeah.
It's soulful. It's at times mysterious and scary. It's there's not a lot to hang on to, but it's totally intriguing.
Yeah, very slinky record. It's we were listening to it, we thought, gosh, what an odd record. But I mean, odd in all the best possible ways. One record of many surprises, like a lot of them that ended up on this list of top 25 picks from listeners.
Made my top 10.
FKA Twigs LP1 is the record, and that was the song Lights On. A very late night record for me. That's the kind of music that I would put on when the house is finally quiet and I need to disappear for a while.
The number 3 record is also a great late night or early morning record, where FKA Twigs wouldn't be an early morning record, but could be a late night. The Beck record could be a good late night record, an early morning record. Really beautiful sort of follow-up to a record that he did with his dad and this pretty much the same crew of musicians back with a record called Sea Change. The new record for Beck is called Morning Phase. About a dozen years between them. Came in at number 3. We played Morning on the show. That was a favorite. Why don't you pick another one?
Let's listen to Blue Moon.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Another thing of beauty from Beck, Morning Phase, is the record, and that song was Blue Moon. Coming in at number three on the listener poll, we've just got two more left.
Do you know what they are?
I do know what they are. Oh, do yeah, you no, know what they are? Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm looking at it. I have a list right here. I have the...
I actually talked to you as in the...
Oh, the...
The listeners who voted.
Yeah. I wonder what they think the number one record would be for, if it wasn't all of these. I wonder if they would think it would be Alt-J. Because Alt-J came in at number two on this list. Alt-J came in at number two, their record. This is All Yours. I think when we talked about this last on the show, before the album came out, I think I mentioned that there are very few records I listen to that leave me wondering, how are they doing that? How are they even making those sounds? And they're a band, and this is an album that leave me in awe like that.
Madly, madly love this record. This is All Yours. What do you want to play? We played Hunger of the Pine on the show we did wrapping up the year.
Let's listen to Nara from this record, the Alt-J record, This is All Yours.
So light the fuse. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Love. Love is a warmest color. Natural blues.
the things this band does so well is build tension. So much tension built in these songs, and then there's this dramatic release. It just slays me every time I listen to these songs.
Not in that power chordy way that
right, not that.
There's that too, but you just don't know. It's like filled with mystery.
Yeah,
love madly. Alt-J, number two, the top record.
You know, wait.
Oh, I thought he left.
No, I saved the best one for last. See, wait for it.
Keep. Don't forget to hit the cymbal. Hey, he did.
And now, the number one record for 2014, as selected by NPR's All Songs Considered listeners.
You're going to get one of those jobs. Whoa! God, that went right through my seat.
What went right through your seat?
We'll keep going with the show.
Yeah, okay. Number one record, and I'm happy. I'm very happy to see this at the top of the list.
I've never felt so in sync. They just want to know what it is. Tell them what it is.
It's Saint Vincent. St. Vincent, yay to St. Vincent and her truly remarkable, well-deserved place at the top of this list. Honestly, I said, you know, only a few hundred votes separated all the records in the top five, except for this one. It was light years ahead of all of the others. Twice as many votes as the ones behind it. Yeah. Hugely popular with our audience, and I think justly so. Just an incredible, incredible record. Never would have predicted 6, 7, 8 years ago that she would grow so dramatically and phenomenally as an artist as she has over the last couple of records. She just keeps raising the bar higher and higher and getting better and better and pushing herself and challenging herself as an artist. I am just so grateful as a music fan to be able to listen to what she's come up with. On this record.
Did one of the best live shows.
Hands down, the best live show of 2014. Yep. Oh.
Thank you, Annie Clark.
Thank you, Annie Clark
and
St. Vincent.
Very happy this year.
Yeah. Should we go out on Birth in Reverse?
Absolutely. I'd love that. I never felt so in sync with our listener list as I did this year. The top four records were all in my top 10. So St. Vincent, Alt-J, Beck, and FKA Twigs were all in my top 10. And the other record in my top 10 was also in the listener poll top 10, the Sylvanesso record.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very happy with how this poll turned out. You can see the top 100 most popular records of 2014 as voted by our listeners. If you go to our website, you can listen to these songs in their entirety in our playlist that we have online, the top 25 songs from the top 25 records, and then see the full list. We'll have a version of it you can print out if you want to take it with you and put it under your pillow when you sleep at night. And, you know, the reason we do all these lists, they're fun. Also a reminder of all the great music that came out this year and to tip you off to some of the stuff that you may have missed and give you a chance to go back and check it out. So we say goodnight to yet another year of making fantastic music on All Songs Considered. I'm just loosening up because I don't know how much longer I'm going to have this job. I've got to think about my career, Bob.
I think movie previews.
In a world.
Your future. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for voting. Thanks for participating. Thanks for turning us on to some great music, too, because you write us and you tell us things.
Dear idiots. How dare you?
Yeah. We didn't make this list, though. No. Don't blame us. No, it's a good list. You did good.
It's a great list.
Hit it.
Here we go. St. Vincent, Birth in Reverse. Thanks for another great year, Bob.
Bye, Robin.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you in January.
Actually, I'm going to see you when we leave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got Lars coming up for Vikings.
And then we go to space. Too.
That's right. Ooh, tune in on Thursday for a most excellent adventure. Oh, what an ordinary day.
Make it turn any party. what I say.